Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Big Bird, Big City.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Alan. It's almost bedtime here on Sesame Street, and I'm stopping by to say goodnight to one of my good friends.
Oh. Gee, I guess you're right, Henry. It is noisier here on Sesame Street than on the farm.
Hello there, Big Bird.
Alan! I'm glad you stopped by.
Who's your friend up there in the tree? You both look so cozy in your nests.
This is my friend, Henry David Boudreau. Henry lives on a farm, but we're having a sleepover here tonight.
Nice to meet you, Henry.
It's his very first time sleeping away from the farm.
Well, he's sure got a nice friend to share it with. I hope you two have a really nice sleepover. I see you've already got your pajamas on, Big Bird. I like the white clouds on your fuzzy blue PJs.
Thank you. Oh, Radar has matching ones, too. Oh, Radar is my teddy bear, Henry. We can both share him tonight. I think it's nice to have a teddy bear to hug at bedtime.
That's kind of you, Big Bird.
Well, I want to make Henry feel at home. He misses his cozy nest on the farm. Oh, and Henry says that he's worried he may not be able to get to sleep tonight, because of all the different noises in the city.
I can understand that.
But I don't think it's noisy at all. You know, nighttime seems pretty quiet to me.
That's because you're used to the sounds here. Remember, this is Henry's first time sleeping in a city. He's hearing some of these sounds for the very first time.
Really? I didn't think of it like that.
That's okay, Big Bird. I have an idea. Why don't we all close our eyes to hear the sounds of the city? To try and hear them like a country bird would.
Oh, that is a good idea. Henry, does that sound good to you?
Terrific. So then, let's be quiet together for a minute and just listen.
All right, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, then let's get real quiet now. You ready, Henry?
Oh, yes. I can hear the city sounds now. Gee, I guess I never really heard how different they are from sounds on the farm. You're right, Henry. The city is noisy. But we can't turn the city sounds off, Alan, so what do we do?
Well, just listen.
We just did that, Alan.
Yes, but this time, listen very carefully, and I think you'll hear some sounds you do know, Henry. Come on, try it. See what you hear.
He says he's willing to give it a try, and I'm ready to try anything if it'll help Henry. What do you hear, Henry?
What is it?
Henry hears another bird. It's a pigeon cooing. He hears other birds on the farm, too.
That's excellent listening, Henry. What else?
Dogs. We both hear dogs. Yeah, there are dogs in the city and on the farm. There are dogs all over, Alan.
Yep. Dogs can live in lots of different places. Can you hear anything else, Henry? He sounds pretty happy. What was that he heard?
Laughing. We hear people laughing. Oh, that's maybe the nicest sound of all.
I think maybe you're right.
Henry says all those sounds make him feel better. Now he feels at home right here in the city. And he's ready for our sleepover. Oh, thank you, Alan. You really helped.
Oh, you're welcome. But you know what I think would really help now? I'll give you a hint. It's something else you hear at night.
Oh, let me guess. Is it the sound of the wind? I hear that through the trees at night sometimes.
That's a very good guess. And that's another sound you can hear in the city and the farm. But I was thinking of a lullaby.
Oh, yeah. Radar loves a good lullaby. I always sing him one just before bedtime. Henry, do you like to hear lullabies too? He says, of course. But Alan, tonight, would you sing one for us? And maybe Henry has one that he likes best. Do you, Henry? Did you say Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Would you believe it, Alan? That's Radar's favorite, too.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's mine, too. Well, gee, that makes me think of something else that cities and farms have. They both have twinkly stars to sing about. Oh, that's right, Henry. He said they both have stars to wish on. Huh, isn't that nice? I guess they're not so different after all. I'm so glad you're singing a lullaby for us, Alan. Henry is too. That'll make us both feel so cozy and happy.
I'm glad. So how about we close our eyes and listen with our ears?
Okay, Alan. Our eyes are closed.
That's good. Now, with your eyes closed, do what you did before. Just listen. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Thank you so much, Alan. Henry says he's ready for bedtime now, and he's getting very, very sleepy. I am too. I think everyone in the city is getting ready for bedtime now.
That's right, Big Bird. I think I'm going to head home and get ready for bed too. Good night to you, little birds.
And to Radar, too. Night, night, everyone.
Let's imagine we're on Sesame Street, visiting Big Bird and his nest. Tucked in Big Bird's cozy nest, Big Bird and his friend Henry listen to the calm, soothing sounds of the city. Big Bird's favorite lovey, Radar, is in the nest too. While cars drive by on the street across the way, Big Bird snuggles with Radar and his favorite blankie, the one his granny bird made for him. The blankie is super soft and fluffy and has many different colors. Henry snuggles with his favorite blanket too. Together, Big Bird and Henry lean back and look up at the stars twinkling between the clouds. Puffy clouds float high above the city's tallest buildings. Slowly, raindrops fall from the clouds. They fall onto the sidewalk and make puddles. They make tap-tapping sounds at the windows of the buildings nearby and on top of cars driving by. But in the nest, Big Bird and Henry are still nice and dry. A leafy green branch stretches out over the nest like a big umbrella. The rain reminds Henry of his home on the farm. The puffy clouds keep floating over Sesame Street, past a playground, some houses, and a school. Big Bird is cuddling with his lovey Radar when he hears a barking sound. He looks over the side of his nest, and Henry looks too. Across the street, they see a neighbor from Sesame Street in a red raincoat, walking a small puppy before bedtime. The puppy has a long, curly tail. It walks happily through the rain. Soon, another neighbor appears, walking a bigger dog. This dog has a sparkly collar that glitters in the rain. The two dogs bark hello to one another as they pass. Near Big Bird's nest, there are apartment buildings with big square windows. The lights are on in some of the apartments. In one apartment, Big Bird and Henry can see a kitten curled up behind the window glass, watching the rain. Its long tail swishes back and forth. Then the kitten lies down, pawing at the raindrops sliding down the window glass. In the window of another apartment, Big Bird and Henry see a neighbor reading a book under a lamp. The neighbor stops reading for a moment and looks up, watching the rain through the window. Two friends walk together in the rain past Big Bird's nest. Their rain boots go splish splash as they walk in the puddles. One carries a paper bag full of groceries. The other holds a green umbrella over both of their heads. The rain makes a drumming sound as it falls on their umbrella. The two friends wear their pants rolled so they won't get wet. The rain slows down and gets quieter. Big Bird and Henry hear gentle honks from the cars on the street. They hear windshield wipers making a swish, swish sound. And they even hear the low, quiet rumble of the train passing underground. They also hear the sounds of Hooper's store closing next door. The bell over the door makes a jingling sound as someone opens and closes it. The rain stops. The city is quiet. One by one, the rest of the lights in the building windows nearby turn off, and Sesame Street grows darker and even more peaceful by Big Bird's Nest. The clouds have moved and stars twinkle in the sky above. In his nest, Big Bird and Henry take a slow, deep breath. Soon, they are sleeping, all cozy in the nest.
Oh,